The Green Party says its newly hired lawyer will be racing today to meet a state Supreme Court deadline issued just yesterday for responding to a legal request by Democrats. That request is for the court to knock Greens' presidential candidate Jill Stein off the Wisconsin November election ballot. Political experts say the Democrats worry Stein could take away votes from the Democrats' nominee, Kamala Harris, in her expected very tight contest with Republican Donald Trump. Wisconsin Greens co-chair Dr. Michael White criticizes the Democrats' attempt and says Stein offers a true alternative.
What sets Stein apart from Harris is that she is a voice for a lot of people that neither of the major parties accept or listen to or endorse. The whole Gaza issue, previously it was the pipeline that went through Native American territories. What drove me to Jill Stein years ago was climate change. People do not understand how far advanced climate change is and how imminent the danger is. She has a negligible chance of getting elected, but the voice should be heard. I served for 20 years in the military. I'm a retired Air Force colonel, and I served so that all voices could be heard and all voices could be counted, and that is a rock I will stand on.
Well, as you know, obviously, the Democratic National Committee say Stein does not belong on the Wisconsin ballot because Wisconsin Greens don't have official state officers who can serve as presidential electors.
That is a misstatement. It is a false statement. We have elected officers. I am the elected co-chair. We have co-chairs. We have a secretary. We have treasurer. We have elected representatives from each congressional district. Using our bylaws, we selected representatives to the national convention, and those representatives duly elected Jill Stein as the representative. In 2016, I filed the paperwork of candidacy for Jill Stein and Ajamu Baraka with the Wisconsin Election Commission, so I know the process. We have never had this challenge before. They are assuming, they are claiming that we must have state elected officials, that is, assemblymen or state senators, and that is not correct. That is a misrepresentation, and their suit is without merit.
So the Democrats have failed to get action from the Wisconsin Election Commission and gone to the Wisconsin Supreme Court instead. What did you think of that move?
Well, what I think of that move is that they're trying to embrace Trump-like tactics and intimidate through lawsuits. Let me point out that they tried the same thing in Nevada, and I think it's no coincidence that they're doing Nevada and Wisconsin, and I think Michigan and Pennsylvania will perhaps be next. They're trying to disempower voices that don't agree with theirs in swing states.
Wasn't this fight going to wind up before a court anyway? Why not sort of expedite matters and go to the state's highest court?
Under some circumstances, I would agree with you. But where we're at is the Green Party is admittedly a very small party. We're given less than 24 hours to find an attorney to file a brief before the Supreme Court. So that is a procedural move designed to disempower us. If they really thought that was an issue, why did they wait until the very last minute to file it to try to go after the Green Party? And I think the timing suggests it is a strategic move, not a legitimate policy move. I think they should have stopped when the Wisconsin Election Commission said, no, we've already confirmed Jill Stein. We've already said she's approved for the election, for the ballot. This is denied.
Why would it be in the public interest for the court, the state Supreme Court, to say no to the Democrats' move?
It would be in the public interest because the Democratic Party, out of their own self-interest, are trying to deny Green and other third-party candidates the right to be on the ballot. It is an effort to preserve the duopoly of American politics. And there is a solution that I would commend to every concerned voter. Rank choice voting would allow every candidate to be there, and the Democrats could still win the election, but every voice and every vote would be counted.
That's Wisconsin Green Party co-chair Dr. Michael White speaking with WUWM's Chuck Wormbach. Under ranked choice voting, voters rank their choices on a ballot in order of preference. The voting continues until one candidate has more than half the vote.